This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Campaigning for 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections will end this evening. Top leaders of various political parties are making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters. 57 parliamentary constituencies spread across 7 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on Saturday. These include 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 in Bihar, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 seat in the union territory of Chandigarh. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase of Lok Sabha polls. Assembly election to 42 seats in Odisha and by-elections to 6 assembly seats in Himachal Pradesh will also end on the same day. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed an election rally in Hoshiarpur town of Punjab. He accused the Congress and the India bloc of appeasement and vote bank politics. Mr. Modi said that for the sake of vote bank, Congress continuously opposed the construction of the Ram Temple and is also opposing Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting at Simulia under Balasar Lok Sabha constituency in Odisha this morning. Mr. Gandhi alleged that the ruling BJD in Odisha and the BJP have a hidden partnership for their mutual political benefits. In Himachal Pradesh, Union Minister and senior BJP leader Nitin Gadkari held a rally in Karsog region of the Mandi parliamentary constituency. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed a public meeting at Dhalpur in Kulu. He also campaigned in the Hamirpur parliamentary constituency along with BJP candidate and Union Minister Anurag Thakur. Congress today hit out at Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his recent reported remarks on Mahatma Gandhi. Briefing media in New Delhi, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said that Mahatma Gandhi's statues are in over 80 countries and the world is known to him. He further said that the election for the 18th Lok Sabha will be remembered for a long time because in this election, every citizen of the country has come together to save democracy and the constitution. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 3-day visit to Kanyakumari in Tamil Nadu beginning today. In Kanyakumari, Mr. Modi will visit the Rock Memorial and meditate at the Dhyan Mandapam, which is the same place where Swami Vivekananda did meditation. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the S&P Global Ratings revision of its outlook on India from stable to positive is a welcome development. In a social media post, she said that this reflects India's solid growth performance and a promising economic outlook for the coming years. The finance minister attributed this development to the series of macroeconomic reforms undertaken since 2014, along with substantial outlay for capex, fiscal discipline, and decisive and visionary leadership. In a remarkable achievement, IIT Madras's startup Agnikul Cosmos has launched the world's first rocket with a single-piece, three-dimensional, 3D-printed engine. The rocket Agniban Sorted Suborbital Technological Demonstrator is also India's first semi-cryogenic engine-powered rocket launch that was completely designed and manufactured indigenously. It was also launched from India's first privately developed launch pad called Dhanush, established by Agnikul at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh this morning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the remarkable feat of IIT Madras startup. The Rouse Avenue Court in Delhi has extended the judicial custody of former Delhi Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia till the 6th of July in connection with the Delhi liquor policy scam. The Aam Aadmi Party's leader is also on remand in the money laundering case related to the scam. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that southwest monsoon has set in over Kerala and advanced into most parts of northeast India today. Monsoon has arrived 2 days ahead of the normal onset date of the 1st of June. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD Director General Mrityunjay Mohapatra said that conditions are favourable for onset of monsoon in remaining parts of South India, including Karnataka. On the heat wave, IMD informed that intensity of heat wave conditions is likely to reduce from today. In boxing, India's Sachin Sivach has entered the quarterfinals of the World Qualification Tournament in Bangkok, Thailand. He defeated Batuchan Çifti of Turkey with a unanimous 5-0 victory in the 57-kilogram category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.